Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to the Canva Guided Meditation for Stress at Work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. I really appreciate you downloading the show and want to welcome all new podcast subscribers. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something really important, and that's doing an annual personal finance review. I'll kick off my own review by sharing some important money lessons that I learned in 2014, plus give you some great book recommendations to dive deeper into each topic. For me and most people I know, every year seems to fly by. It seems like I say, I can't believe it's December 1st already, faster and faster every time. That's why it's so important to hit the pause button on our hectic lives and reflect. If we want to improve in areas like finances, health, or productivity, it's critical to evaluate what went right and wrong in the previous year and to make adjustments going forward. To read the transcript for this show and get links to all the resources that I'm going to mention, be sure to visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 383, called Annual Review, Personal Finance Lessons Money Girl Learned in 2014. If you don't give yourself an annual personal finance review, no one else will. Neglecting to take stock of your performance could result in years or even decades that blend together with no significant progress toward reaching your goals. That sounds terrible, right? So it's good to step back and examine your failures and frustrations. I really enjoy the review process because you can't change what you don't discuss or measure. So here are five lessons I learned in 2014 that will help me set goals and decide how to work better next year. Lesson number one, decide what's important. The concept of focusing on one thing is pretty simple, but it became crystal clear to me after reading a book called The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. If you struggle at all with productivity or knowing the right way to spend your time, don't miss this book. The One Thing really shaped my thinking about what's keeping me from my most important work and how to achieve more with less stress. That's a skill that everyone should master, no matter what you're trying to improve. It's really easy to get overwhelmed by day-to-day tasks that our careers and families demand and lose sight of the big picture. It's an ongoing struggle for me. I want to challenge you to decide what's really important in your life and narrow it down to just one thing. For many, having financial security for retirement is the one big thing. In other words, having plenty of money that allows you the option to quit working and kick back by a certain age or date. If you're not working toward that financial goal right now, I encourage you to get started. Once you're clear about achieving one main thing, you work backward to chunk it down into smaller goals that become your one thing, and then individual tasks that become your one thing each day. The book does a great job of laying it out for you. Lesson number two, leverage your time. You've probably heard the saying, time is money. Well, time is actually much more valuable than money, in my opinion, because you can never get it back. You can always earn more money, but time is always used up. So I've learned to guard my time like a junkyard dog. Unfortunately, that means I have to say no to opportunities and projects more often than I say yes. But once you're clear about what's most important to you, it gets easier to turn down anything that might derail you from success. Here's a quick and dirty tip. Consider outsourcing just about anything that someone else can do cheaper or better than you. To dive into the world of outsourcing and what's really possible, I highly recommend a book called The 4-Hour Work Week, Escape 9-to-5, Live Anywhere, and Join the New Rich by Tim Ferriss. For instance, let's say you earn about $30 an hour and don't like doing jobs around your home or know they take you way too long. If you can pay someone $15 an hour to do something better or faster than you, such as house cleaning, laundry, or yard work, it's probably a wise expense. The idea is that outsourcing personal or business tasks can help you earn more, stay organized, and increase productivity, so you stay focused on accomplishing your one thing. Leveraging your time includes not only becoming more productive personally, but also knowing how and when to leverage other people's time for a fair price. That's a win-win for you and the other people who specialize in the type of work that you want to accomplish. If you want to know the best financial and productivity tools that I use to save time and money, check out my tools page at lauradadams.com. Lesson number 3, brainstorm solutions. There are few inventors who create prolifically in a vacuum. Most innovative people and companies rely on brainstorming sessions to come up with new solutions to problems. If you're frustrated about not having the financial, health, work, or business success that you want, consider creating or joining a mastermind group. A mastermind group is also known as a peer success group. It's a group of people who have a common goal, such as becoming an entrepreneur, building wealth, or getting in shape. The group meets in person or remotely on a regular basis to discuss challenges, questions, and solutions, so everyone benefits from the collective knowledge. I have to admit that I've never been a part of a formal mastermind group. However, one of my goals is to join a group of successful experts who are also building a platform and doing business online. Author Jamie Tardy wrote a book called The Eventual Millionaire: How Anyone Can Be an Entrepreneur and Successfully Grow Their Startup. And she also has a podcast by the same name, The Eventual Millionaire. The book shows you how to achieve goals and take control of your money and lifestyle. Chapter 5 is all about the power that mentors, masterminds, and networking can have on your success. Please check it out.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at Canva.com. Designed for work.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Lesson number 4, spend mindfully. I've gone through years when I didn't have much money to spend on things like nice clothes or electronic gadgets, and others when I had plenty of money and loaded up on stuff. So I can tell you from personal experience that spending money does not buy happiness, at least for very long. We typically anticipate being thrilled to have those new shoes or that new computer. But once you have them, the thrill does wear off quickly, no matter how much they cost or how long you wanted them. Various studies have shown that spending on experiences or on other people rather than on material things is key to happiness. That's because memories of places, stories about people, and helping others never gets old. Now, don't get me wrong, having money can make you more satisfied with life. However, people with more money are not happier from moment to moment than those with less. Therefore, make a goal to spend money mindfully and in ways that will truly increase your happiness. Remember that the cost of small things adds up over time. Those impulse buys may rob you of the ability to invest, build wealth, and have financial security. I'll give a shameless plug for my own book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich, for more about this lesson. I cover spending and your money mindset in Chapter 1. You can download both Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 for free at smartmovestogrowrich.com. And finally, lesson number 5, find and develop strengths. Consider what types of work or projects make you happy or allow you to succeed. If you're not sure, consider what you'd like to be good at. Maybe getting better will require going back to school, changing jobs, or doing work for free on the side. A wonderful book to help find your calling is 48 Days to the Work You Love, Preparing for the New Normal. Author Dan Miller also has a podcast by that name that's been around since 2006. His show, 48 Days, was actually one of the very first podcasts that I ever subscribed to, and it's terrific. Dan has a knack for helping you see patterns in your skills, personality, values, and passions that point you in the direction of a meaningful career. The best way to live up to your true potential and earn more money is to figure out what you do best. So join me by taking some time to give yourself an honest annual review. Challenge yourself to make tough decisions that might be uncomfortable in the short term, but could really improve your financial well-being in the long run. I believe that being in control of your destiny can also make you happy. So in the new year, make a commitment to do something that really matters to you. To recap the lessons I learned in 2014, they are 1, decide what's important. 2, leverage your time. 3, brainstorm solutions. 4, spend mindfully. And 5, find and develop strengths. To connect on social media, you'll find Money Girl on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Also, subscribe to the free Money Girl newsletter for more money tips and advice. And if you're not already subscribed to the show, iTunes is free, and so is the Stitcher app or the iTunes app on your iPhone. Subscribing on either platform is a great way to make sure you get each new weekly episode as soon as it's published on the web. As always, I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Ever Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted with the finest materials for irresistible comfort every single night. Now, save up to $800 on select adjustable mattress sets only at stearnsandfoster.com. Lesser savings may apply.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.